God can use inferior workers, June 21. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Those whom God chooses as his workers are not always talented in the estimation of the world. Sometimes he selects unlearned men. These workers have a special work to do. They reach a class to which no one else could obtain access. Those who labor in a quiet way will be rewarded with the same commendation as those who, from outward appearances, exerted a wider influence. Every worker is rewarded according to the spirit that prompted him to action. These workers open their heart to receive the truth, and they are made wise in and through Christ. Their lives inhale and exhale the fragrance of godliness. Their words are thoughtfully considered before they are spoken. Their actions are patterned after the actions of their leader. They strive to promote the well-being of their fellow men. They take relief and happiness to the sorrowful and distressed. They feel the necessity of remaining constantly under Christ's training, that they may work in accordance with the will of God. They study how they can best imitate the cross-bearing and self-denial of their Savior. They are God's witnesses, following his example of compassion and love, ascribing all the glory to him whom they love and serve. Constantly they are learning of the great teacher as they reach higher degrees of perfection, yet all the time feeling a sense of their weakness and inferiority. They are drawn upward by the strong, loving admiration they have for the beauty of Christ's character. They practice his virtues, for his life is assimilated to theirs. Ever they move onward and upward, a blessing to the world and an honor to their Redeemer. Christ says of them, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Such workers are to be encouraged. Their work is done, not to be seen of men, but to glorify God, and it will bear his inspection. The Lord brings these workers into connection with those of more marked ability to fill up the gaps they leave. He is well pleased when they are recognized and appreciated, for they are links in his chain of service. And it is God's desire that every human instrumentality who works for him shall be recognized, however small may be the work he does. In the heavenly courts, when the redeemed are gathered home, this class will stand nearest the Son of God. They will shine brightly in the courts of the Lord, honored by him because they have felt it an honor to minister to those for whom Christ gave his life, the need of an awakening.